It's a pointless exercise. This is a minister in government that are simply refusing to do anything as we see energy prices soaring. In some cases, we've seen these home heating oil prices nearly double in the space of a week. Families who are really, really struggling already with the cost of living, with all the pressures from food and insurance and rents and energy bills, and now have to deal with both petrol and diesel and home heating oil increasing and increasing and increasing. And what we've had is, you know, too many cozy chats. What we needed was action from government, and Sinn Féin are calling on the government, first of all, to stop making things worse. This minister, this government, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, plan to increase more taxes on home heating oil in just a couple of weeks' time. So the first thing is they should say that that is being taken off the table. And the second thing they need to do is they need to remove carbon tax immediately from home heating oil, which would reduce the cost of a fill by nearly €200 in the middle of this crisis. But having commentary from a minister while people are pulling their hair out at home, looking at these prices going through the roof, I think is like a red rag to a bull.
And do you think, though, is there an air of accountability that the government's trying to put on the energy companies here by having these talks with them?
Well, I have heard no accountability whatsoever from the government. I haven't heard them say that they're going to bring in legislation to give additional powers to the regulator. I haven't heard them say that they're going to bring in additional legislation to make their pricing by the companies and those that supply them more transparent. None of that happened today. What happened is he waltzed into a meeting with the energy companies, said that they're going to monitor the situation. What monitoring do you need? These prices are through the roof, and government is one of the beneficiaries of this here. Well, remember, when you're talking about petrol and diesel, on average, 65% of the cost of a litre of diesel goes into the government's pockets. It is the government who benefit the most of this here. So where is the proposals from government to say, we hear you, we understand these prices are coming on top of other cost of living pressures, and that is why we're going to remove the carbon tax, the excise duty from these products in the meantime to actually make sure that we bring them into a reasonable approach. They need to be doing that, while at the same time holding these companies to account. There was no doubt about it that when we've seen some companies move literally overnight to put up these costs, despite the fact that the oil was sitting still in their tanks, that is price gouging, plain and simple. And the government, you know, we are just in for cosy chats. We've seen it with the large supermarkets. They did the same thing. What happened afterwards? Prices went up. They did it with the electricity companies. Went in for a cosy chat with them. What happened afterwards? Prices went up. This government is a toothless tiger when it comes to price gouging, and the last number of years has shown that clearly.
There'd be people who would say that if government did back down and reduce their cost on this, that they would be, I suppose, facilitating the price gouging, because the energy companies then, you know, will be able to still have their prices up, and it's kind of be a mask then if government sort of take their end out of it, if you get what I mean.
I don't agree with that at all, because you do both. You hold the companies to account. You make sure that there's no price gouging taking place. You empower a regulator to make sure that they have actually the teeth to actually deal with those issues. But at the same time, as these prices are going up, and nobody's denying the fact that the what has happened in the Middle East is causing prices to go up. The question here is are companies exploiting it? Are they passing it on too quickly? Are they putting a little bit in themselves? There is no doubt that these prices are going up and probably will continue to go up for the next week while until this issue resolves itself. But that is when a government steps in. A government is supposed to be there to protect the people. And like the Minister for Finance is sitting there saying these prices are going up. That means that for every single extra euro that this goes up, I take 65 cents. On a litre of petrol. I take, you know, 58-59 cent out of every euro that's spent on a litre of diesel. That's wrong. The government shouldn't be profiteering from the misery and the hardship of people, and that's why we needed immediate decisions in relation to bringing forward reductions in tax. This happened during the Ukraine invasion. We forced government into actually taking action at that time. It took us a long time to get them to recognise where people are at. Things are worse now. Food is dearer than it was during that time in the war in Ukraine. Electricity is dearer than it was. Rents are dearer than it was. energy prices are dearer than it was, and now petrol and diesel in many places have gone up by €2. And I've spoken to many, many suppliers, and they're all telling me that the new price that they're buying it into in is now over €2, which means that right across Donegal, right across the country, we're likely to see these prices now in the forecourts over the next number of days. Thankfully, a lot of the companies here are not overnight increasing the prices because they're waiting until their tanks are empty and they have to buy in at the higher costs. But the government need to step in here. It's not acceptable what they're doing to people who are already seriously under pressure.
And have you heard much on the ground here in Donegal? I just had a look at the home heating prices there before we spoke, and the average now for 500 litres is sitting at €785, and that was in and around 500 on Sunday.
Yeah, like this is just, in my view, extortionate. I thought what was very revealing when we had a spokesperson from the industry speak on the national radio talking that some companies are putting up the prices to try and deter people from buying. Like, so acknowledging, in my view, that these prices are not connected with what has been bought for, but actually suggesting that they're trying to deter people from buying, that's just nonsense. If you have no home heating oil in your house and you have to keep your home warm, you have to fill it up. And companies who have put up their prices by 80%, as we've seen in some cases, and have done that overnight despite the fact that their tanks have not been refilled, I think is just complete exploitative, and it's not the type of community that we represent or we expect here. Thankfully, other companies haven't done that. But again, what can government do here? Government can hold these companies to account. And the second thing they can do is they can remove up to €200 of tax overnight to help people be able to heat their homes over the next wee while.